بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد الحمد لله. Dear respected brothers and elders, last week we finished the chapter of Riyad al-Salihin, which was titled باب قضاء حوائج المسلمين, the chapter which deals with fulfilling the rights of the Muslims, fulfilling the needs of the Muslims. So if a Muslim comes to me with any need, any difficulty, to relieve that difficulty, to make that difficulty easy for them, and to fulfill that difficulty, this is the chapter that we were discussing last week. So this week, inshallah, is a very, very short chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought two ahadith inside of this chapter. Inshallah, we'll go through this chapter. So the chapter is titled Babu Shafa'a, the chapter which is about Shafa'a intercession. In Urdu they say sufarish. So this chapter is going to deal with intercession, interceding on behalf of someone else. So Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, as is his custom, he starts each chapter with a verse of the Holy Quran. So in this chapter he starts with the verse of the Holy Quran. قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever intercedes on behalf of a good action, whoever intercedes for someone, on behalf of a good action, for a good thing, يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا, he will receive a share of it, meaning he will receive a share of the reward of it. And this chapter is very, even though Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has only brought two ahadith inside of this chapter, it is a lot we can talk about shafa'a and intercession. So the purpose of this chapter, Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter to understand the importance of intercession. What is intercession? What is shafa'a? If somebody comes to me and says, look, I am in need, I have a difficulty, I have a need, but I need to go to someone and I need to get their help, but I cannot go to them, they do not know who I am, can you go to them instead of me? Sufarish, jisko Urdu mein kehte hai, that you go to somebody else and you say, can you please go to the third person and can you please ask him to assist me? Can you please ask him to help me? This is called shafa'a in Arabic. So this shafa'a is very, very important. It's very, very important. And it's something which carries a lot of reward. So in this verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is saying, مَن يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُلْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِّنْهَا. Whoever intercedes for someone on behalf of a good thing. So as long as you're not interceding on behalf of sin, for example, I don't know, someone who's done something wrong with the law, they've done something bad, something evil, they come to me and say, look, you're a police officer, you're a judge, right? Can you please just let me off? Make it easy for me. So now they're interceding, they're making me intercede on behalf of something which is bad. So if I do that, I'm not going to get any reward. But if I intercede for some good, meaning to help somebody else, make things easy for, make life easy for someone. I'll give an example. Sometimes people come to me, I'm saying my personal example. People come to me. Yes. Okay, we'll come on. Okay. Office door. For example, people sometimes come to me and talk about madrasa, and they say, look, you studied at this particular madrasa, and I want to enroll my son in this particular madrasa. Can you please intercede on my behalf? This is sifarish, this is shafa'a. So now I can either say, yes, I will, or no, I won't. But remember, there are two understandings when it comes to shafa'a. Even in amongst the pious predecessors, amongst the Salaf al-Salihin, you had certain ulama, you had certain pious people, because remember, if a person was a famous scholar, was a famous buzurg, a famous wali of the town, of the city, many times they would be quite close to the ruler of the town, to the ruler of the city. So many times people would come and say, Hazrat, you're very close to the ruler, you're very close to the leader. Can you please go to him and ask him to do this job for me? Can you please ask him to do this for me? So some would say, no, I'm not going to do it. Because they would say, this is abusing my position. This is abusing my position. That the ruler comes to me, and he comes to me because I have knowledge, he comes to me because of my piety, whatever. I don't want to misuse that position, because they would think that this is a way of you're misusing your position. So for example, if a ruler respects me and comes to me, and then I think, you know what, whenever I need to, I can go to him and get money from him. I can go to him and get help from him. Then my intention can change. My intention can become wrong. I maybe end up misusing my position. So this is why certain ulama would say, no, I won't do it for you. But you had others, for example, a famous example comes to mind, Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of the great scholars of hadith from the Indian subcontinent, the grandson of Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali. So Shah Muhammad Ishaq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whenever anybody would come to him and say, Hazrat, please go and intercede for me to the governor of Delhi. He was in Delhi, people would say, please go to him and ask for this favor. Please go to him and ask for that favor. Every single time he would go to the governor. Every single time. So once the governor said, Hazrat, I think in this month you come to me 70 times. The governor was frustrated that, look, when you come to me, I can't say no. And I have to always accept what you're saying because I have so much respect for you. So he said, Hazrat, you've come to me 70 times in this month. Hazrat said, but what can I do? When people come to me for sifarish, when people come to me to intercede. When people come to me to intercede on their behalf, I can't say no. I just can't say no. So this depends on temperaments. Other people would always say no. I'm sorry, but I cannot misuse my position. But anyway, if you're in a position where you can help someone, you can relieve the difficulty of someone by interceding on their behalf, we should always do this. So by this verse of this Quran, مَن يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنًا. Whoever intercedes on behalf of someone, they will get reward for it. And the ulama explained, look, when you intercede on behalf of someone, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to somebody else and say, can you please help this person? They say you will get the reward of shafa'a even if you do dua for someone behind their back. If you do dua for someone in their absence, you will also get the reward of shafa'a because you're still doing sifarish. You're doing shafa'a, you're interceding. You're interceding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the other person. You're interceding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make things easy for someone else, to grant goodness to someone else. So you're still doing shafa'a. And that's why there are so many ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the du'as which are most readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is da'watu ghaibin li ghaibin. The du'a of an absent person for an absent person. So if my Muslim brother does du'a for me without me knowing, this du'a is readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is shafa'a. So anyway, moving on to the hadith of this chapter. The first hadith is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu. He mentions that كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أتاه طالب حاجة أقبل على جلسائه فقال اشفعوا تجروا ويقضي الله على لسان نبيه ما أحبه متفق عليه وفي رواية ما شاء. Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever anybody would come to him with any difficulty, if anybody would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with any need, any problem, any issue, then he would look towards the people who are sitting with him, his companions, and he would say, ishfa'u tujaru, why don't you people intercede on his behalf? Why don't you do sifarish for him? Tujaru, you will be rewarded by Allah ta'ala. And then he would say, وَيَقْضِ اللَّهُ عَلَى لِسَانِ نَبِيِّهِ مَا أَحَبَّ. And Allah Ta'ala will judge, or Allah Ta'ala will rule, or Allah Ta'ala will make appear on the tongue of his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever Allah Ta'ala wants. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, whenever anybody comes into my gathering, maybe that person doesn't know me well. This person comes into the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe he has ru'ab, maybe he has awe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he cannot say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exactly what he wants. Maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not know the person well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to the Sahaba, look, if you know the person who is walking in, then you should intercede for him. You should do sifarish for him. You should do shafa'a for him. And you will get rewarded by Allah just by doing sifarish. If you say, Ya Rasulullah, I know this person who has come to ask for you. I know that he's really going through difficulties. Please, Ya Rasulullah, he needs something. Give him something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you to the people around him, why don't you people do intercede for him? Allah will reward you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, however, at the end of the day, Allah will rule on the tongue of his Nabi whatever he wishes. Allah will make his Nabi say whatever he wants. Meaning at the end of the day, whatever Allah has written in taqdeer will happen. It doesn't mean if somebody comes to me and says, can you please go to Hafiz Saab, for example, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example. Acha, somebody owes Hafiz Saab some money. Abu Hafiz Saab. Somebody was Hafiz Saab some money and they know I'm on good terms with Hafiz Saab. They say, please tell Hafiz Saab to give me one more month's time. Again, this is sifarish, this is intercession. And I go to Hafiz Saab and I say, Hafiz Saab, look, can you please give me one more month, which are you struggling? Hafiz Saab said, look, I'm struggling as well. I need the money now. So I did go on behalf of that person, I did intercede for him, but it didn't result in the way that he wanted. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, at the end of the day, Allah Ta'ala will make me say whatever he has written down. Meaning whether through your intercession I will accept it, or I will reject it, doesn't matter. Because Allah, whatever Allah has written down will happen, but tujaru, by you interceding for him, you will get the reward. So at the end of the day, whether the job goes through for him or not, whether his affairs become easy or not, whether his problem is relieved or not, doesn't matter. By you doing sifarish, by you doing shafa'a, by you interceding, Allah Ta'ala will give you reward every single time. So every single time somebody comes to me with a need, with a difficulty, and say, can you please tell this person? Can you please ask that person? Can you please go to the other person for me? And you might think, there's no point. I'm going to go to him. He's going to say no. I'm going to go to him and he's not going to be happy with it. Regardless, we should go with the intention that Allah will give me reward for going. Whether the person is happy with it or not, whether the person accepts it or not, whether the person says, no, so many times this person has come to me, I don't want to accept it, I don't want to hear it. At the end of the day, by me interceding on behalf of my Muslim brother to help my fellow Muslim brother, Allah Ta'ala will give me the reward, the ajr for this. So this is the hadith which is mentioned. Remember, even this verse of the Quran, مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا. It's in Surah An-Nisa. And just before this verse, Allah Ta'ala says, فَقَاتِلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala mentions the verse of jihad. Allah Ta'ala says, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the Sahaba to go and fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then straight after that, Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً يَكُنْ لَهُ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا. Whoever makes someone do a good thing, then they will get the reward of that. Meaning, Allah Ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam Razi Rahmatullah Ali mentioned this in his tafsir, he says, Allah Ta'ala is saying to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if these people go in jihad, then you will get the reward. Because you did the sifarish, you spoke the words. And this goes back to the hadith, مَنْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ خَيْرٍ فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَاعِلِهِ. Whoever motivates a person, encourages a person to do something good, he will get the reward of the doer of the action himself. Imam Tabrani rahmatullah ali mentions a hadith, and he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's a weak hadith, but it's got beautiful meaning. And he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once sitting in his gathering, and he said, do you know which sadaqah is the best sadaqah? So the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best. Which sadaqah is the best sadaqah? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the sadaqah of the tongue. The sadaqah of the tongue. And the Sahaba were confused. They said, Ya Rasulullah, what is the sadaqah of the tongue? What does this mean, the sadaqah of the tongue? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, through your tongue, you help other people. Somebody has a difficulty, somebody has a problem, somebody has an issue, and you relieve that issue by using your tongue. Allah has put you in a position of authority, in a position of strength, and you know, if I say something, that person's difficulty will go away. If I say something, maybe that person's problems will be eased. And you use your tongue for that benefit, for that reason, this is the best charity that you can give. So this is something, inshallah, we should all aspire to do. There's only one hadith left in this chapter. We'll do this, and this chapter will be finished. وَعَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا فِي قِصَّةِ بَرِيرَةَ وَزَوْجِهَا قَالَ لَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَوْ رَاجَعْتِيهِ قَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُنِي قَالَ إِنَّمَا أَشْفَعُ قَالَتْ لَا حَاجَةَ لِي فِيهِ رواه البخاري. So this is a beautiful, a funny story. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah has mentioned this hadith, and I remember even when we studied this hadith, we found it very amusing. So Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, because this hadith, this portion of this hadith has to do with sifarish, to do with shafa'ah. That's why Imam Nawawi has brought it here. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, he narrates, in the story of Barira and her husband. In the story of Barira and her husband, this particular portion. So I'll first just briefly mention, what was Barira and her husband? So in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Madinatul Munawwara, there was a woman who lived, her name was Barira. And she was married to a Sahabi, I think his name was Ma'iz, as far as I remember. Mughith, his name was Mughith. So she was married to this person called Mughith. And Mughith was madly in love with Barira. Mughith was madly in love with Barira. However, Mughith was not the best looking of people. And Barira was very fair. And Barira didn't want to be with him. Sayyidina Barira radiallahu anha, she's a Sahabiya. She didn't want to be with Mughith. So in the end, Mughith ended up giving her talaq. But Mughith used to be very upset and he used to cry because he really wanted to be with Barira. But Barira did not want to be with Mughith. So Sayyidina Mughith radiallahu anhu, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, Barira is my heart. You know, I wish to be with her. I wish to live with her. But she doesn't want me. Ya Rasulullah, please tell her to be with me. So it's part of this hadith. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, قَالَ لَهَا النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَوْ رَاجَعْتِيهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Barira, why don't you go back to him? Why don't you go back to him? So this is Sifarish, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is interceding on behalf of Mughith. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this in this chapter. So Barira said, Qalat ya Rasulullah, ata'muruni ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you commanding me? Are you giving me a hukam? Are you giving me a command to go back to Mughith? She's a sahabiyah. She would give her life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Rasulullah commands her, even though she does not want to go back to this man, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands her, she will do it. Says, ya Rasulullah, are you giving me hukam? Are you commanding me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, innama ashfa'a. I am just doing sufarish. I am just doing shafa'a. I am just interceding for Mughith. Mughith has come to me with a problem. He wants you to go back to him. So I am asking you to go back to him. So I'm not commanding you. This is not a hukam. That if you do not accept, that you will be sinful for not obeying Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Obey Allah and His Messenger. You won't be sinful. Because this is just a sufarish. It would be better, can you please go back to him? So Barira said, قَالَتْ لَا حَاجَةَ لِي فِي. Ya Rasulullah, I do not have any need of him. I do not want him. So she asked, because this is the nature of the Sahaba. She said, ya Rasulullah, is this a hukam? If this is a command, I will go back to him, even though this is the last person I want to be with. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this isn't a command. This is just a sifarish. I'm just asking you, I'm just requesting you. So she said, ya Rasulullah, I have no need for this man. I do not wish to go back to this man. So because this is to do with intercession, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself interceding on behalf of another person, this is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought in this chapter. Allah ta'ala give us the ability to understand and practice these teachings in our lives. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.